No, I want to speak to Duncan Simpson. Duncan is from the Taxpayers Alliance. Good morning, Duncan.
Good morning.
I'm worried here. I'm worried, Duncan, because you might eat into my living here. But I don't feel too guilty at this present moment in time because I haven't been involved recently in comparing very many council awards nights. But I have to say, on occasions in the past, I have managed to benefit from an invitation to be the compere at a variety of council awards nights. So I see that you're trying to scupper it because you've sent in, or indeed your organisation put in a freedom of information request to councils to see how much they spend on awards ceremonies. And there's a heck of a lot of money is spent on a variety of awards that are given out by councils, and they have a big night out in a hotel or at City Hall or wherever. The Community Awards, the annual Senior Sports Awards, the Junior Sports Awards, the Food Heartland Awards, the Borough Business Awards, the Community Business Awards, the main awards, the I can't believe it's not the main awards, the Utterly Butterly Awards. Every award under the sun is given out. And it in my opinion, is a gala night out and is a fabulous event, and I love to be part of it. But Duncan, you think it possibly is a waste of ratepayers' money?
Well, I'm very glad that you enjoyed your evening. That does sound good fun. Yeah, we just make the point that, look, over across the UK, over a three-year period, they spent £6.5 million on these award ceremonies. And obviously, there's a big variety between councils. I mean, some of the smaller district councils here in England, for instance, might not have spent anything or very little amount. Some of the largest ones have spent a vast amount. I mean, I think Armagh spent £162,000. The national average in the UK was about £18,000 across Northern Ireland in total. The average was just shy of £60,000. So there's vast disparities between councils. But, you know, I'd reiterate that people care about their bins being collected. They care about their kids going to good schools. They want to make sure that their streets are clean, right? There are good things, important things, which councils do and which people expect them to do because that's what, well, the law says. But also there's an understanding that there's a basic level of service which is required to do that. That said, I mean, going on these vastly extravagant award ceremonies, I have to say we didn't actually ask exactly how the money is spent. So I can't, put a number on how many bottles of champagne were got through by local authorities across the UK, but it's certainly a vast amount.
Yeah, well, here in Northern Ireland, I'm sure they drink champagne. They will hire a facility. Obviously, that costs money. They will then put on a display of entertainment, which is going to rack up a few quid as well. There'll be a backdrop to it all, a very high-tech backdrop to it, where you'll have hired in super screens and microphones and computers, and it needs to be razzmatazz and very slick, or those who have turned up in their black tie and tight dress aren't going to really be impressed. But what surprises me slightly about the local figures is Belfast City Council spent just shy of £75,000 on giving out awards in the year that you're making reference to. And is it the last year or the year before it? But it certainly is over the period of 12 months. They spent £75,000. But Lisburn and Castlereagh City Council, which we would always think is a bit smaller, this spent £94,000. That's a lot of money. When you think of the poor old people of Newry, and this is where I'm basically from, Newry and Mourne and Down Council, and, you know, from time to time I would get an invitation to go along. £2,000 is all they spent. Mm. You know, because, you know, I'm cheap. Sometimes I'll turn up for nothing. I just like to be there. But whereas yeah. I have colleagues who are really expensive to book, and you know, I would say they're working in Lisburn and Belfast by the looks of things, because it is a lot of money to spend on celebrations. But the other side of the coin is you're giving people a pat on the back, and surely that is feel good, and feel good is vital.
It's certainly good to recognise employees. I should just correct you as well. The figures are over a 3-year period, so it's not just 17-18. It's spending over a 3-year period for all councils.
Okay, but they're all over a 3-year period. But that's fine. Gosh, nearly over 3 years, only spent £2,000. That's only £700 a year.
Was that all your fee?
I must be the cheapest person going. I'm going to have to start charging. But over 3 years, that's important to point out, because it's over 3 years it's 33 grand a year at Lisburn. It's the guts of what, 25 grand a year or so in Belfast. But it's still needed, isn't it? It's needed, and it justifies it even more now when you paint a picture of a 3-year period.
Yeah, you're right. It's important to recognise staff to a certain degree, but I think, the reason why we do these projects across the whole of the UK, two reasons, basically. Well, three. One, it's good to have the data out there so people know. It's good that people know and they can compare their council to other councils around. But we also want to do change. We want this to be a call to action. And there are a few examples across the UK which we think have done a really good job. So Kent County Council, for instance. Kent is a massive council. I mean, there's well over a million people in Kent. They had a lot of award ceremonies, and they spent a lot of money on award ceremonies, but they recouped all of the cost, I believe, through sponsorship. And this would be sort of local businesses sponsoring events, everyone benefits. So we benefit as taxpayers because we're not paying for this. Local businesses benefit through advertising and getting the name out there and hopefully drumming up business. And it's also the case that people who work for local authorities feel, recognised and well looked after. A slightly more, prosaic point, I mean, if you work in local government or indeed most areas of the states, you're doing pretty well. I mean, your average compensation is better than the private sector. You have very good pension, very good retirement age. So, look at it in the round. Working in the public sector is a pretty good deal. But I would just emphasise there are different ways of doing this rather than just taking money from taxpayers and putting it onto these award ceremonies.
And you make a great point about sponsorship, because it's a golden opportunity for a big company to have their logo emblazoned across something that's going to be in all the papers and the tattlers and whatever.
Yeah, certainly. Like I said, I mean, it wasn't a uniform thing. I think also more generally, so there's sort of 418-19 councils altogether. Just over 60 of those got back to us saying, oh, actually, we didn't spend anything, or we did what Kent did, and yes, we did do spending, but we recovered, all of it through sponsorship. So again, I mean, we were 15%-ish of councils across the UK had that kind of approach. So there's different ways of doing it to save us money. But you're right. I mean, these kind of disparities are pretty alarming, and I think overall in Northern Ireland, it was more than three times the national average. I think in total, they spent just under £600,000 over 3 years. I think there was one council, Causeway Coast, didn't get back to us. But different ways of doing it, a lot of spending. Let's try and bring that down.
And the Taxpayers Alliance, they aren't spoil sports, are they?
I hope not. I mean, I like a good time. I don't think we're trying to ruin anyone's evening. I just sort of reiterate that local authorities and people expect local authorities to focus on the services which we're paying them to deliver.
It's not an unreasonable request. Duncan, good speaking to you. Thank you for coming on. Thank you. Duncan Simpson from the Taxpayers Alliance. So when was the last time you were at a big council soiree, and was it worth being there? I'm darn sure it was, because they tend to do it in style. My disadvantage is they sometimes come to U105 and say, would you help put this on? And U105 will say, we will. And Frank will be there. And I look to the boss and he says, you're already getting enough money. So I'm not draining too much of the Taxpayers Allowance. Right, easing our way through the day. Good morning.